The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents the Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
The San Jose Sharks take on the Winnipeg Jets at SAP Center at San Jose in the start of a pretty intense home weekend. Back-to-back action against two of the better teams in the NHL. First, it's the Jets tonight, and then it's the defending Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers tomorrow. For the first time this year, the Sharks have been playing great defense. They've allowed two goals or less in four straight games, including a season-low one in an impressive road victory, 6-1 in Seattle against the Kraken. Head coach Ryan Warsawski talked about the reason for improvement on the defensive stat sheet.
It probably comes down to our puck play, really, when we break out pucks. When we execute coming out of our own end, you're obviously not playing your own end. When you don't execute coming out of your own end, you're playing in your own end a lot. What would happen a lot, probably early in the season and more so last year, is our puck play would fail. We would have another chance to execute a puck play, and that would fail, and then we're really hemmed in our own end. So we've done a better job of not letting one failure become two. And I think you know, we've got more numbers on pucks in our defensive zone, so that helps. We've got more layered support in areas. So I think we've done a good job of that, and limiting, you know, 5-on-5 scoring chances have been pretty good this year. But again, we've got to keep, you know, working on it and making sure, again, two top teams coming in the next two games that we're really dialed in.
But with San Jose 5-2-1 in their last eight games, there probably aren't going to be too many teams that are ill-prepared to take on the men in teal. And the Sharks head coach knows all about that.
You know, I don't think we're going to sneak up on teams here. We got to be ready from the drop of the puck. But we want to go, you know, get after teams and be on the attack when we have the puck and when we don't have the puck. Take away time and space. We know we can play with the best of them. Let's go prove it. Let's go show our fans. This will be a fun one. I'm excited to watch our group.
The big win against Seattle on the road is in the past, but it felt pretty darn good for the Sharks players, who have dealt with a lot of futility the last couple of years. Mario Ferraro talked about it.
I think for the most part, a pretty complete game. It was a good road win for us. I think we stepped up in our maturity. We had a good third period. We didn't let off and, you know, get back on our heels. We had a good start, and then we kept going from there. And I think there was a, you know, big change in our special teams too. Penalty kills really starting to figure it out. And yeah, it all came together.
There were so many examples of things not going exactly right and then turned around by the perseverance of the Sharks. In the first period, after Macklin Celebrini gave the Sharks the 1-0 lead, Ethan Cardwell and Sam Dickinson came down the ice on a 2-on-1.
And here come the Sharks. They've got seven defensemen dressed and jumping up Dickinson, 2-on-1. Throws it in front, and Cardwell was there. He got a stick on it, but he poked it just wide of the net.
Wow, that was so close, so close.
Dickinson's pass was there, but Cardwell's opportunity whistled wide. Instead of hanging his head over it, Cardwell went right back to work and ended up scoring his second career goal, both against Seattle.
Will Smith whips it to the right wing, and the Sharks break out. Tyler Toffoli, who has an assist tonight, able to gun one into the offensive zone. It comes around the near boards with a minute 25 to go in this first period. Sharks have it. Here's Skinner throwing it up the right side. Wenberg across the line, holds it, feeds it over to the near side. They score! Ethan Cardwell has two career goals, and they're both against the Seattle Kraken. What a great play! Cardwell makes it 2-1 Sharks with a minute 18 to go in the first.
Cardwell talked about the early miss and then the follow-up with the goal, and he said it's just typical of what's going on with the Sharks lately.
I think that goes back to just kind of having a lot of confidence. I think there's a lot of confidence in this room. Guys are building each other up, and each guy feels good about their game going in every night. So I think for me personally, just feeling good on the ice and kind of knowing you have time to make plays and getting in the right areas. And yeah, coming down on the goal, I know Wenny's a great player. So if I figured if I could find some sort of passing lane, he'd find me, and then I'd have to do the easy part. So it's good.
Another big play like that happened when Ty Dellandrea got his first career shorthanded goal.
Now here's a steal. It's Graf. He's got a semi-breakaway. He's in all alone. He waits. He deeks. He shoots. That's a big save. They center. They score! Graf had the breakaway. It was stopped by Decord, but he kept on going. The rebound went behind the net, and Graf just centered and tied to Landria, puts the puck in the net. That's a great goal at 3 minutes and 24 seconds. The Sharks are on top 5-1, and Ty DeLandria gets it done.
For his part, DeLandria likes the way that the team is persevering and says that it's contagious.
Yeah, I think we're playing with a high level of, you know, desperation and compete right now. See a lot of guys are winning battles, staying on pucks, you know, using that extra effort to get it back. So we're fighting, and it's fun when you're playing with desperation and you want to win and succeed. It's a fun place to be.
Of course, Macklin Celebrini is providing a lot of drive for this team. He's tied for the NHL scoring lead with the likes of Jack Eichel and Connor McDavid, and he has one more point than Nathan MacKinnon and Winnipeg's Mark Scheifele, whom he faces tonight. More remarkably, Celebrini leads the entire NHL in road scoring with 15 points, and Ty DeLandria says that's remarkable.
It's incredible what he's doing. His work ethic, the way he competes and battles, I think is the most impressive to me. You see a lot of these skilled players that might be on the perimeter, on the power play. He's doing it in every way. Power play, 5-on-5, he's driving play. So, yeah, the way he's playing and has been playing for a long time now, it's incredible. And I think the way he's doing it is really driving the way the team's playing.
Young players like Ethan Cardwell certainly feed off of what Celebrini is showing them on the ice every day.
Yeah, I mean, there's no surprise there. The guy's a machine on and off the ice, just works his bag off every day. And hanging out with him a lot, you kind of see just how like the word you use, composed and confident he is in his game. And, you know, he's an unbelievable talent, and I think he's going to be one of the best players of all time. So just to watch him out there is pretty special, and what he's doing right now is nothing short of remarkable.
And Winnipeg area native Ryan Reeves, who gets back into action tonight against his hometown team, talked about how Celebrini has handled all of the physical battles well. Witness what happened against Moritz Seider in the Detroit game at SAP Center.
Yeah, you know what, I've said it this year already. You know, one thing that makes Max special, you know, not only top of the league in points, but, you know, in the corners, in guys' faces, guys go after him, he goes right back after him. He's not afraid of that kind of stuff, and I think you see a lot of players of his caliber that don't enjoy that part of the game or shy away from it, and you know, he's not afraid of any of that, so I think that's why he's, you know, one of the best in the league.
One of the other adjustments the Sharks had to make in that Seattle game that was so impressive was they had to change their lineup when they didn't expect it after the morning skate. Michael Misa, who's now been placed on the injured reserve list, was dinged up in that morning skate when he was expecting to play. So the Sharks had to go from a 12-forward, 6-defenseman configuration to an 11-forward, 7-defenseman configuration. Vinny Desharnais, who was that 7th defenseman added to the lineup, talked about his day plans totally changed when a scheduled practice ended and game preparation began.
It just kind of happened quick, and the whole Meese situation. I was very unfortunate, and I felt really bad, but you know, you got to get ready, and it was a big game for us, and you just kind of dialed in right away, and you know, Hoots talked to me right away to just be ready. So did a few things on the ice, to some puck touches, just to feel good, and you know, from there on, and just like the regular game day routine. But it was definitely a little adjustment when you wake up in the morning, you're not expecting to play, and couple hours later you're in, and you know, at first it was like as the seventh D-man, and next thing you know, we're lots of kills and playing a lot, and a lot more ice time, which it was a big win for us, and it was nice to see the special teams do so well.
Mario Ferraro says the ability for the Sharks to adjust like that is critical for the team's development.
I feel like we're not really focused on outside noise or things that we can't really control. Like, that's not something we can control, right? It happened, Meese tweaked something, and you know, it can play. So can't control it, just focus on task at hand, and I think that's what we're doing right now. And it's required of us to get kind of back into this thing, and you know, hopefully get into playoff spots soon.
Don't forget to tune in for all of the exciting play-by-play action. The NHL's version of West Side Story, the Sharks and the Jets, from SAP Center at San Jose. Our broadcast time is 6:30 Pacific. Dan Boyle joins me with the broadcast on the Sharks Audio Network, which you can find on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app, online at sjsharks.com/listen, and on terrestrial affiliates all in Northern California. That's it for the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.